From WNYC, New York Public Radio, this is the podcast of Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. This is just one segment of today's show. You can hear all of our conversations about New York's vibrant cultural scene on demand at WNYC.org. This podcast is made possible by WNYC and its listeners. Please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
Teu ato, nós também somos do mato, como o pato e o leão. Aguardaremos, brincaremos no regato, até que nos tragam frutos, teu amor, teu coração. Abacateiro, teu recolhimento é justamente o significado da palavra temporão. Enquanto o tempo não trouxer teu abacate, amanhã será tomate, a noite será mamão.
You're listening to Soundcheck at 93.9 WNYC and online at WNYC.org. I'm John Schaefer. Back in the 60s, he fathered the blend of samba, rock, and protest music called Tropicália. Then the military dictatorship in Brazil started, and Gilberto Gil ended up in jail and exiled to London for 3 years. 40 years and 50 CDs later, Gilberto Gil is more than a musical legend. He is now also a senior politician. Since 2003, he has been serving as the Minister of Culture for Brazil, juggling cabinet meetings with music tours in Europe. And it's a business trip that actually brings him to New York and to our studios today. Minister Gil, welcome to Soundcheck.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, John.
Now, you've come to New York to promote this initiative called Brazil in America.
Yeah.
How is the government involved in this, and what is the model that's being used here? Are you looking to Europe or to America for ways of the arts and government working together?
Yeah, one of our sort of lines of interest of work is to promote Brazilian culture outside, you know, mm-hmm. abroad. And, of course, this area, the United States, I mean, it's one of the preferential areas for us as far as so many things are concerned.
Right.
You know, our proximity and our identity, we are both Americans, mm-hmm. you know, we belong to the Americas, we belong to the New World, and that sort of, we are new cultures, you know, mixed culture, we have, you know, mixtures, as the main ingredients for the formation of our population, of our
melting pots.
The melting pot.
They're also the driving economies of North and South America.
Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Melting pot. I remember that he went to Brazil, and when he came back to America, he was the president, and he wanted to have something similar in America, and of course it was very difficult with the Congress and everything to have the melting pot as an official program in the States, but he wanted it. Yeah.
So is sort this of, an official Brazil in America? It's, is an
it's
official
a,
government?
It's an official Brazilian program from the ministry, but we had the fortune to find an institution very prestigious and important. Cultural institution in the States in Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale,
in Florida, who's interested in sort of promoting this and doing together and being a partner for sort of doing this diffusing mm-hmm. Brazilian culture in the United States with other institutions in the States. So they gather now around 120 similar institutions in America interested in having, you know, cultural programs here. So we are getting together with the ministry. Like last year, some officials from the ministry came here to Florida, sat down with them, discussed the whole thing. So now we are ready to sort of launch the the project.
So what does this mean? Will we suddenly see an influx of Brazilian musicians, visual artists?
Yeah, visual arts in general. I think that the connection with the academy here, with the universities here, will be very important also to give us opportunity to not just have music or performing arts, but also, you know, discussions, seminars, you know.
That sounds
to
much...
discuss Brazilian life, Brazilian culture, and connections with America.
And that sounds much closer to the European model, where governments are often very closely tied to the promotion of their own culture.
Yeah, yeah.
Not so much the American model, where our culture is basically left to kind
so
of fend for
that's
itself.
That's why we are sort of associating with the, you know, institutions that... that are not necessarily governmental,
right?
But you know, they do that. The performing arts general institution in the States, and
yeah,
linked with the endowments and things like that.
Mm-hmm. I guess the for me that one of the main questions anytime I see a government with a Ministry of Culture, my first reaction is, oh, that's so great that the government supports the culture that way, but then. Very quickly, you get to the second question, which is, how do you pick and choose? I mean, almost without meaning to, you become a curator of the culture, and you can't do everything. So how do you handle
in
that responsibility?
In this specific case of this association with the American institutions, we're going to give them some tools that we have already for choosing, for curating, you know, for...
Is it sort of like the U.S. State Department when they used to send those jazz bands on tours of Latin America?
That kind of thing. So we have some programs in Brazil that already have, you know, curators and councils that, you know, that judge and evaluate the proposals and the programs and everything. So we are doing, we're giving them that kind of expertise that we have there and asking them to sort of use all that they have also, you know, what kind of elements, what kind of tools they use to program, to have, to make lists and to, you know, to choose artists and that sort of thing. I mean, so both sides are contributing for that process. You know?
Well, as you mentioned, that you know, Brazil is a multi-ethnic, multi-racial country. It has many different styles, just of music.
Just to talk one
of the arts, yeah. So some of those forms of music seem to do quite well.
And
wouldn't need
promoted
the kind
them.
Of,
yeah, okay. They have the commercial. You know, the market.
Right.
So are you... they have that.
But are you really looking to promote lesser-known artists and forms of music?
Definitely. You know, you know how vast, how, you know, immense Brazil
right.
is. You know, how varied is our culture. So the idea is to really pick up, you know, people from different areas, from different regions, especially from the country, you know, not the big cities and everything, and bring here. Of course, I mean, we have to adjust to an expectation, you know, the centers, the cultural promoting arts centers in the States, they will tell us what their expectations are, what they're expecting, what their audiences are expecting, and then adjusting with some promoting some new forming public, you know, the public formation process, you know, which is desirable also.
Of course, know? And yeah. which is something that American arts organizations are working on for their own purposes as well.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Gilberto Gil, the renowned Brazilian singer and songwriter, and also, for the last couple of years, the Minister of Culture from Brazil. He's here in New York to promote the Brazil in America initiative. Now, you have had a long involvement in political affairs from the days of Tropicalismo, from Tropicália. There was a definite element of protest when those artists and musicians
then,
got together.
Then from a different point of view, because,
right.
I mean, we were citizens like common citizens, artists and everything, and we were sort of interested in discussing our political life from the citizen perspective, which of course gave us some experience, you know,
right,
by having to deal with governmental reaction, you know. For instance, in my personal case, we had a very hard governmental reaction against us, you know, that led us to be jailed and then to be expelled of the country and exiled and so and so and so. Now it's a different experience. I mean, I'm on the other side. I mean, I'm the government.
Now, how did that happen? How did you?
That happened because, I mean, first of all, we had democratization, you know, of the political life in Brazil. By that time, I was a protest songwriter and mm-hmm. that sort of thing. We had a dictatorship, very hard, you know, hard line.
Right. In the 1970s.
In the 1970s, 60s, late 60s and mm-hmm. early 70s. But then, after the exile and everything, I mean, in 15 years, we got back to democracy, to democratic situation, and of course elections, and then
right.
a rotation in government and that sort of thing, and then the election of Lula,
President Lula,
President mm-hmm. Lula, 3 years ago, gave us the opportunity to this kind of renewal of the. You know?
Yeah. Now that's the PT, the Workers' Party.
The Workers' Party, yeah.
So you were named Minister of Culture.
Yeah.
I mean, now, of course, even here in the States, we're hearing about, you know, the Workers' Party, the corruption scandal. Is that a disappointment for you after all these years?
To some extent, yes. Even though we should sort of consider the fact that kind of thing is systemic.
Systemic, yeah.
In Brazil.
I thought you were just going to leave it at it's systemic, period, end of sentence.
Yeah, it's systemic.
Yeah.
It's a pity that, you
know. Not necessarily just in Brazil.
Yeah, mm-hmm. not just in Brazil. It's a pity that a new, so to speak, political group like the PT and the associated to the PT should sort of be part of this system. But anyway, it must be said, it must be clarified to the international public that is systemic, mm-hmm. you know, and it's not an exclusive
right.
attitude of the PT or something like that. But it's a pity. But it's about time to get rid of that if we can. We're making the efforts and everything we can do to get rid of that, but it is still there, and it's affecting also President Lula's government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, now he was elected as sort of a leftist.
Yeah,
and seems to have been a leftist in the tradition, if we can call this a tradition, of Bill Clinton in the States, Schroeder in Germany, Tony Blair. I mean, in other words, a centrist.
Centrist, yeah.
Governing from the center.
Left.
Yeah. Yeah.
As we have, I mean, social democrat, socialist democrat,
mm-hmm.
In the tradition of, you know.
Well, that seems to have attracted a little bit of, created some controversy in Brazil from lefties.
From the leftists, the hard leftist hardliners that, you know, wanted him to be a true traditional leftist. In government,
mm-hmm.
in the government.
And that wasn't, you were not one of those?
Which was impossible. No, I'm not. I have never been an extremist, either from the left or the right or whatever. I've been always sort of the middle pass mm-hmm. way in everything in my life. So I'm one of those, you know, considered not really true, truly belonging to the group.
Right.
I'm not even PT. I'm PV.
So you're in
a
coalition
party. I'm green.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm green. I'm from the Green Party. Yeah.
Gilberto Gil is my guest. He is the Minister of Culture of Brazil and, not coincidentally, a fine singer and songwriter of long standing on the international music scene. It's funny because your work in the political arena occasionally brings you, you know, into, if not conflict, at least, you know, like last week, the little contretemps with your longtime friend, Caetano Veloso.
Yeah.
Explain to us, how do you walk that line, you know, between your music and your political job?
Kind of knowing, being conscious that I belong to inside the government today. And governing is administrating conflict, you know. This is what it's about, governance.
Right.
You know, about governing.
So in this case, can you tell us the particular story?
We have had a tradition of government support to some sectors of cultural production in Brazil. Film, for example. So most of the production lately in the movie production lately in Brazil have been heavily financed and supported by government.
Okay.
You know, either the federal government or the state government, the municipalities, and so the state companies, you know, like Petrobras, I mean, and the oil, big Brazilian state oil company that has its own cultural program, and film is a very strong part of that. Arriving at the ministry, we decided that we should sort of not just do this, you know, the foment and the financing of the big movie industry, but also developing new makers, new filmmakers, new languages, new, you know.
So independent,
smaller,
right.
Smaller, from different regions, from different areas, and so and so. And of course, I mean, the old system is complaining, you know.
I see.
That's it.
All
and
right.
Caetano, in a sense, was defending a little the fact that we should not discriminate negatively the old system, which I think we are not doing. And that was the discussion with him, because he had a feeling or an impression that we were sort of negatively discriminating
right.
the old group to positively discriminate the newcomers and everything, that sort of thing, doing a positive discrimination kind of policy. Which we are doing, but not necessarily the negative one.
Right.
And that was the discussion.
But at least you have a discussion about,
of course,
these sorts
which
of things.
Which is democratic.
Democracy in action.
And that's it.
Gilberto Gil is here with us in the studio on Soundcheck. Here he is on record with Caetano Veloso. And we'll continue our conversation with Gilberto Gil about Brazilian politics and music in just a moment.
O samba ainda vai nascer, o samba ainda não chegou, o samba não vai morrer, veja, o dia ainda não raiou. O samba é pai do prazer, o samba é filho da dor, o grande poder transformador. A tristeza Senhora, desde que o samba é assim, a lágrima clara sobre a pele escura, a noite, a chuva que cai lá fora.
Gilberto Gil and Caetano Veloso together. Gilberto Gil will rejoin us on Soundcheck in just a moment, and then a little later in the show, we talk about the globalization of contemporary theater with theater director Ibrahim Qureshi. You're listening to Soundcheck. ¶¶
lá do sertão, lá do cerrado, lá do interior do mato, da caatinga do roçado. Eu quase não saio, eu quase não tenho amigo, eu quase que não consigo ficar na cidade sem viver contrariado.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. My guest is the musician to whom you are now listening, Gilberto Gil. Since 2003, he has also been the Minister of Culture in Brazil. And Gilberto, you've continued to tour occasionally while serving as minister. We were talking before, you know, you get into politics and you just, you know, you get into all kind. You can't open your mouth or do anything without somebody having something to say about it. Sure. I understand people were sort of complaining that you were still touring. I mean, you are a musician.
Some people sees it as a very good news that we can sort of have a good sort of balanced mix in one person, you know, of a public activity and a personal artistic activity. Some people loves the fact that we associate an experience and an expertise, you know, from an artistic field, you know, to this kind of public service. Some others criticize it, don't like it. I mean, that's okay. My agreement with the president, and of course with the society, with the Brazilian public, was to dedicate mainly, you know, to the ministry, to have a full-time job in the ministry, and residually keep sort of my performing life during holiday periods.
Okay.
So as any public servant, you know, I have 1 month holiday period every year. Exactly that period I used to do my European, you know.
That's your idea of a holiday.
And everything. It's my idea. Yeah, so my holiday is, you know, I holiday by, you know, having a lot of musical work.
But you have you have stopped composing while you've been Minister
of
Culture.
Yes, yes. I had the last song I had written was kind of 3 months, 2 months before engaging, you know, this public ministry service. Now, and it took me 3 years to
re-engage
in writing this recent Christmas period that we had a recess of 1 week at home. I profited and I could write 3 songs. Yes,
yeah, very
so
good.
I'm also re-entering, no, the atmosphere.
Okay, just don't burn up on re-entry.
Okay, yeah, that's the problem.
now, one of your latest works is a contribution to a disc by the Brazilian DJ Marky. How did that come about? I mean, clearly you're listening to that music.
DJ music, electronic music, is very popular everywhere. You know, it's one of the most sort of prestigious, sort of recent, you know, musical genders. And we have that in Brazil also. And Mark is very close, not only him, but Marlboro and some other DJs in Brazil are friends and close to us. And I've been, throughout my whole career, I've been sort of, you know, being always interested in new things and everything. And so I am sort of giving them some opportunity to blend, you know, my work with their work and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, let's hear a little bit of Dia de Sol.
This is
Day of the Sun. Is that what that means? This is
Sunny Day.
Sunny Day.
Yeah.
DJ Marky featuring my guest Gilberto Gil. Dia de Sol is the name of that.
All in one day, all in one sunny day.
You know, it's...
This is what the lyrics say.
And this is you and DJ Markey.
Yeah.
It's not every DJ who gets to have his country's Minister of Culture helping out with, you know, with the vocals and stuff.
Not many countries having, you know, artists being ministers.
That's true. And here in the States, we had Dana Gioia, who's the chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts here last week. He is the first artist. He's a poet. First artist to be the head of the NEA.
Beautiful.
So to have an artist heading the Ministry of Culture certainly makes a lot of sense. And you wonder why it doesn't happen more often.
More often.
Yeah. So it seems that even the younger generation of Brazilian musicians, DJ Markey just an example, but there are other groups with DJs and producers who take your generation. They take songs by you and Caetano Veloso and Antonio
Chico
Carlos Jobim
and
Chico Barra, and they recast them in an electronic form.
Because this is one of the new sort of music art forms, you know? All over the globe. I mean, I think they're doing that in different countries.
Right.
Even here, you know, I listened to some DJ music groups or electronic music groups here, rappers and things using material from jazz, material from you know, from old bands and old jazz makers and things. I mean, that's similar in Brazil. Yeah.
Well, and you on your Electroacústica CD have done some versions of older songs as well. Imagine by John Lennon, the Bob Marley song, Three Little Birds.
Yeah.
So there's, I mean, it's a wide world out there.
Yeah, a tango from Argentina from the 30s in last century, Cambalache.
Mm-hmm.
We also adapted that, you know, to a new beat and to a sort of modern contemporary mood.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there is also on this Electroacústico CD a track called Andar com Fé.
Andar com Fé, yeah.
Walk with Faith.
Yeah, yeah.
Is faith a recurring theme in your music?
In a very broad sense, not in a sort of fundamentalistic, strict to one vision or one specific vision of God or and one specific vision of the beyond or whatever. I've been cultivating a sort of multi-philosophical approach to this. So this idea of the ultimate of the beyond or God or whatever name we give to that, so faith in that sense is been faith in the sense of a dimension, a deep dimension of, you know, of our soul, of our inner, you know?
Right, well, I mean...
Possibilities and that sort of thing.
And music is a spiritual act anyway.
Well,
let's listen to some of this Walk with Faith, Andar com Fé, from Gilberto Gil and the record Electroacústico.
A fé também dá pra morrer, triste na solidão. Andar com fé eu vou, que a fé não costuma falhar. Andar com fé eu vou, que a fé não costuma falhar. Andar com fé eu vou, que a fé não costuma falhar. Oh, lele, oh, lala. Andar com fé eu vou, que a fé não costuma falhar. Certo ou errado a fé.
Andar com Fé means walk with faith, music from the Brazilian singer and songwriter Gilberto Gil, and again, he is also Brazil's Minister of Culture, has been since 2003. I brought up the idea of faith and religion, Gilberto, because religion has become a big topic on the American political landscape in recent years.
And world, absolutely. Political life in general, you know, the clashes or the supposed conflict, you know, between Islam and Western forms of greed and Western forms of politics and everything, and this mix of politics with religion and politics with culture.
Right.
This whole mess that we have today.
Well, what do you make of
it has a lot to do with the forms of worshipping, you know, of conceiving and worshipping God and gods.
And it also has a lot to kind of appropriating the way people worship
and using it for political purposes.
Yeah, yeah. What do you make of the recent election in Chile, where
a socialist woman,
where an agnostic woman, Bachelet, was elected as president?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, the question of gender, women.
Yes,
they are arriving. You know, they are. Filling the gaps, and they are here to stay. Definitely.
Okay.
And second,
women are here to stay.
Yeah.
They'll be happy to hear that. So
because they before they were just mothers and housewives and that sort of thing. No. Right. They are everywhere. Mm-hmm. And to stay. To combine, to share with men and that sort of thing. So from that perspective, it's good news in Chile. Second, she continues the democratic process that was open in Chile some years ago. So she's a step forward in that sense. I think they are better off with her in Chile. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about in Brazil? I mean, President Lula has slim chances, they're saying, of being reelected. So,
yeah.
Assuming that
after the scandals and that sort of thing, I mean, the possibilities for him, you know, are drastically diminished.
Right.
And but anyway, he's not sure. He hasn't told us already if he's going to run or not. In case he runs, anyway, he...
Well, what kind of plans are you making? Are you looking forward to maybe becoming a civilian again, getting back to songwriting?
Oh, yeah, I think so. But at the same time, I'll be always sort of able to sort of to contribute, you know, with government in general, the national government, the local different governments in Brazil. And I had already given a contribution in my hometown, Bahia, where I was secretary, cultural secretary in the 80s, in the 90s, 80s and 90s. And I'll be always, you know, there.
But is it frustrating to leave jobs half done? You know, the culture in Brazil is so important. We've seen in here in the States, in New Orleans, how culture is so important in driving that city as it strives to rebuild. Here you are, you know, culture is one of the main things that we think of Brazil. We think of soccer and the guitar and great music and samba and all of that.
Samba and everything, yeah.
Brazil in America, this new initiative,
The frustration of not being able to finish the job. This is not big concern for me. I'm the one that threw the seeds. How do you call them?
Johnny Appleseed. You're the farmer sowing the seed.
So that's my thing. If they grow, if they don't grow, if they have, you know, people taking care of the trees that come from the seeds. I mean, this is future future will decide.
That sounds like a Bible story. Casting the seed and seeing if it grows. There is one more thing, Gilberto Gil, that I wanted to ask you about before you leave, and that is the whole question of downloading, a topic that we have discussed many times on this program. Uh-huh. And I know you have some pretty strong views about that and actually tried to offer your own music for free downloading on the internet at one point.
Yeah, one of my songs. I was trying to support, I mean, the concept brought up by the guys of Common.
Oh, what's the name of that organization? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The ones that are looking for sort of a body of common culture that they can put on the internet. Creative Commons.
Yeah, Larry Lessing and all the that people. Because they, the idea is that we have to flexibilize, you know, this concept of intellectual property of, you know.
Well, it's clearly not working in the new world of virtual, you know, of the internet.
I think it starts to work, yes. It's not just download or just the piracy concerning records or whatever. It's the whole concept of sharing intellectual property as a tool for developing creativity, for developing new forms of new scientific, you know, fields and new technological fields and everything. In art, of course, and new cultural artistic fields. Also, I mean, we need to be flexible, you know, and the common, the Creative Commons licenses, different types of license, running, avoiding the all rights reserved concept, you know, and going to some
rights reserved
concept. This is something that we, I mean, having the possibility from one extreme to another, from no rights reserved. No, reserve it. All rights reserve it, and the whole
the spectrum
in between. It's something that we really need, you know. For science, it's important. For arts, it's important. For culture in general,
the conversations that can happen between people, between ideas.
Yes.
Well, so that is
the sharing process. Yeah,
you are the Minister of Culture in Brazil, but that is a project that goes beyond national borders in a big way.
Definitely.
So that's obviously a big story that we'll continue to track on this program. And Gilberto Gil, the Minister of Culture in Brazil, singer and songwriter, it's been a real pleasure having you here on Soundcheck this afternoon.
Thank you, John. Thank you, the listeners.
And good luck on the Grammys. You're nominated once again. I know you've won before, but it'd be nice to see a sitting minister win an award. Gilberto Gil, my guest on Soundcheck. Thanks for listening to today's podcast of Soundcheck from WNYC, New York Public Radio. This was just one of the show's segments. You can hear everything we do on demand at WNYC.org. Check out our other podcasts at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This podcast is made possible by WNYC and its listeners. Please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. And thanks.